Streetcar?
Okay, now you get on the streetcar and you say, you tell the driver, you say, the next corner is where I want.
Get off.
Okay. Now Philadelphia is the of Neshoba Parish is the what?
County,
Let's say, is this the county seat?
Yeah.
Okay, now, so when they had that murder here, Emma, who did they call in from out of state? They called in a lot of the what?
State patrol.
Okay, and the federal?
Government came in and somebody was in.
But they brought in a lot of guns.
Right, and Son Montgomery came here. Came in and he stayed a couple of days.
Montgomery,
huh? Right. Cause, well really, they couldn't get no nothing done, you know. Listen, they had, cause see, some of them that was driving those bulldozers knew exactly where they was.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they found one,
the
yeah, you know, they buried them with bulldozers out in the wood area. And before they killed them, first they burned down two black churches. I mean, they had just built those churches, beautiful churches. They burned them down to the ground. And then they, after they killed them, they buried them. Took bulldozers to dig them up. They buried them out, way out in the woods.
How did they find them? I mean, how did they find out that, I guess they just found them?
Well, it was one white man. He was, you know, looking for some lost cows or something. And he came across these tracks on this land. And he turned it in. Now, during the time that those three boys got missing. And one of them that was in the crew made the mistake of saying, we killed those three niggas and we're going to finish the rest of them off. And then when they got him, well, they told him that they was going to put the whole rap on him. So he told where they was.
Mm-hmm.
And two of them had left here, but they got him back. One of them had made to Washington. And they got him back to D.C. They packed his family up and everything and gone. And you might hear the Ronnie Rainey. He was the sheriff here then.
Yeah.
And he was right in the middle of it.
Yeah.
And, well, after all
he
that.
He wasn't convicted though, was he?
No. They made him leave the state and told him to never return here. He came back here one time, and I think he stayed here one day, and they found out and made him leave. Because if he stay here, people kill him. They always say, they promised him that if him or any rest of them lived here, they would get rid of him. And we had a few more of them around here that was, you know, in the area that Hope took Todd in. Because after the boys had left, and they was coming back to town, they ran them off the road. And we have a few black, you know, now boys that was going with some white girls. And, well, they come over in the black session and they stay together. Not, you know, the daddies and things, you know. So, well, if the boy wants the girl, you know, let them do it. And the boy and the girl had been out that night and the girl daddy found out where the boy was. A bunch of white boys got together in two big trucks and ran the boy off the road in Pearl River. He just hit Kaiser's car, ran him off in there, and lucky he could swim. And 2 days later, they pulled his car out of there.
He was in the water,
mm-hmm.
And he did what?
He made it out, he could swim.
And so he swam.
Swim to the bank. And then he stayed in the hospital down in Meridian, intensive care, 2 weeks. After that,